Therefore, brethren, we are debtors, not to the flesh, to live according to the flesh. For if you live according to the flesh, you will die. Now start underlining. But if by the Spirit, if by the Spirit, if by the Spirit, not human effort, not self-effort, but if by the Spirit you put to death the deeds of the body, you will live. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, these are sons of God. Right? As many as are? As many as are led by the Spirit. For you did not receive the spirit of bondage again to fear, but you received the spirit of adoption by whom we cry out, Abba, Father. Now notice, you did not receive the spirit of bondage. If you did not receive the spirit of bondage, then you received the spirit of freedom. Then you received the spirit of liberty. Christians, are you hearing me? He says you did not receive the spirit of slavery. You received the spirit of emancipation, the spirit of liberty, the spirit of freedom. That's why he says, if by the Spirit, Spirit is the one who liberates us, is the one who sets us free, right? Now, verse 14 says, for as many as are led by the Spirit. So Holy Spirit leads us. What does he lead us into? He leads us into victory. He leads us into freedom. He leads us into growth. He leads us into maturity. He leads us. Let's understand that. Because, like we're dealing with John chapter number 15, if we say that we are these Christians that are led by the Holy Spirit, but we are not changing, but we are not growing, then it's not possible that the Spirit of God could be leading us. Because where does he lead us to? Am I talking to somebody? Where does he lead us to? You did not receive the spirit of bondage. You did not receive the spirit of slavery. So we received the spirit of liberty. So when Holy Spirit leads me, or if the Holy Spirit leads me, then it means he leads me into liberty. He leads me into growth. He leads me into maturity. Growth, maturity, that's change. It's a result of change. Are we together, friends? So that is critical, to know that the Holy Spirit, he leads us to freedom. He leads us to victory. We can camp here for many weeks to come. He leads us to freedom. 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 If by the Spirit, he leads us to freedom. He leads us to victory. As a believer, I've got victory. Why? Because I am led. I'm not the one leading, but the one leading me is the one who sets me free. He's the one who delivers me. Oh my goodness. Christians, the one who delivers you is the Holy Spirit. Not many of us Christians know that, because we're looking for things for deliverance. We are looking for things for deliverance. We are running after men for deliverance. We are running after churches for deliverance. But deliverance, the one who delivers is the Holy Ghost. He leads us to victory. He leads us to freedom. He leads us to growth. He leads us to maturity. John chapter number 16. That awesome verse number 13. If you say you are Romans 8:14, for as many as are led by the Spirit, but you are stagnant. You say the Holy Spirit is leading you, but you are stagnant. You say the Holy Spirit is leading you, but there is no change. Then there's a discord in what you are saying. There's a big discord. You're saying the Spirit, say, as many as are led by the Spirit are sons of God. And you say, I'm a son of God. Holy Spirit is leading me. All right? But you are stagnant. But you are not changing. Then there's a discord there. There's an untruth in what you are saying. There's an untruth. There is no progress. When you look at your life, when you look first and foremost, your spiritual life, there is no progress. Then you cannot assert That we are led by the Holy Spirit, we are a son of God, because there's a discord in what we are saying. There is an untruth. Okay, you are telling me then Holy Spirit is the one who's leading you into stagnancy. Honestly, stagnant. So Holy Spirit is really the one leading you to stagnancy. No change. We are telling me Holy Spirit is the one who's leading you into a state of no change. You're just not changing. Nothing is happening. As men as are led, where is he leading you to? Where? Is it to say, I'm led by the Holy Spirit, I'm a son of God? Where is he leading you? The Bible is clear that Jesus Christ, not only did he grow in stature, but he grew in grace, but he grew in wisdom. How did Jesus grow in grace? How did Jesus grow in wisdom? Because the Holy Spirit was leading him. You see, when the Holy Spirit is leading you, you are going to grow, you are going to mature, you are going to change. It's in the Bible. He grew. The Bible says he grew in favor with men and with God. How did he grow in favor with men and with God? I mean, come on. If you say someone is growing in favor with God, what are you talking about? Underline there and stop. If you're saying someone is growing in favor with God, underline there and ponder, meditate. What does that mean? How can anyone grow in favor with God without the Holy Spirit? Who is the one who's giving you favor with men? He grew in favor with men. He grew in favor with the Holy Spirit. Why? Because Jesus was led by the Holy Spirit. As men as are led by the Holy Spirit are sons of God. Now you see, Jesus was a son of God because he was led by the Spirit of God. Jesus was? Jesus is? And when he was here on earth, he was? Led by the Spirit of God. And then we are told what was happening in his life. Because it was the Spirit of God leading him. However, when he, the Spirit of truth, has come, he will guide you into all truth. That word guide there is the word lead. He will lead you. He will shepherd you. The Holy Spirit is a shepherd. You see, a shepherd is the one who leads the sheep. He says, I'm a good shepherd. He says, my sheep know my voice, and I know each one by name. When I call, they follow me. You see, a shepherd goes ahead and the sheep, they follow. That's a good shepherd. Because a good shepherd does not force any sheep to follow. Holy Spirit, he will guide you. He will lead you. He will shepherd you. Whatever the predicament that you and I might find ourselves in, but if we are led by the Holy Spirit, we are shepherded. There are a lot of things that we go through in our lives will require guidance. He will guide you into all truth. Lord, must I go? Lord, must I stay? I need guidance. The Holy Spirit, he's the one who guides us in truth. He leads us in truth. As many as are led by the Holy Spirit, he leads us in truth. As many as are led by the Holy Spirit, he never leads us in error. What does it mean? There are no mistakes with the Holy Spirit. What does it mean? There are no mistakes for one who is led by the Holy Spirit if they allow the Holy Spirit to lead them. When do we make mistakes? When we are not led by him. Hi-ya-ya. When do we fail? When we are not led by him. When do we make mistakes? When we are not led. When we don't allow him to lead us in that area. How do we fail? The same way. The Holy Spirit of truth, he will guide you into all truth. He will guide you into all truth. He will lead you into all truth. He will shepherd you into all truth. Now you can see clearly, we said the Holy Spirit, he leads us, he guides us into freedom, into victory, into growth, into maturity. But how does he do that? He does it by the truth. What is the truth? What is the truth? How does the Holy Spirit lead us? He does it by the truth. But John 17:17, what is the truth? Sanctify them by your truth. Your word is truth. Holy Spirit leads us how? By the truth. What is truth? The Word of God. The Word of God is a lamp unto my feet and a light to my path. You see, that's why without the Holy Spirit, without the Word of God, we get lost. Without the Word of God, we fail. Without the Word of God, we go astray. Because the Word of God is a lamp unto our feet and a light to our path. Holy Spirit, He leads us by the Word of God. Disregard the Word, you cannot be led by the Holy Spirit. Disregard the Word. How does He lead us? By the Word. The Word is a lamp. The Word is light. Holy Spirit, He leads us by truth. Now you ignore the truth, which is the Word of God, then Holy Spirit is not able to lead. But Romans 8:14 says, for as many as are led by the Spirit, these are sons of God. Now, if the Holy Spirit is not leading, then who is this one? Because those who are led are sons. Those who are led are daughters. But when if the Holy Spirit is not leading, who is this one? An illegitimate child. An illegitimate child. An illegitimate child. An illegitimate child. He leads us by the truth. Sanctify them by your truth. Your word is truth. He leads us by the Word of God. That's critical for any person who has the Spirit of God in them to take this into cognizance. He leads by the truth. He leads by the Word of God. So if you don't live by the Word, if you visit the Word, then you know the results will not be what God wants for you. If you don't live by the Word of God, because the Holy Spirit, He leads by the Word of God, then the results will not be what God wants for you. It won't be what God wants for us. If we visit the Word, we don't live by the Word of God, the results that we get will not be what God intended for us. Because Holy Spirit, He leads us by the Word of God, with the Word of God. Without the Word, He cannot lead us. Without the Word, He doesn't lead church. This is why the Word of God is so vital. It is paramount in the life of a believer. It is paramount to a Christian. You can do all the tongues and all the gimmicks and all the routines, but without the Word, it all amounts to nothing. You can do all the formulas. The formulas and the routines and the traditions, you can do all of those things, but without the Word, Holy Spirit cannot do anything. That means all of these things that you do, they amount but to nothing. Am I talking to the church today? Oh, hallelujah. Tell them about, say the Word and the Spirit. The Word and the wind. Yes, the wind. Holy Ghost, the wind. He's the wind. You don't know where He comes from. You don't know where He's going. You have no idea. He comes and influences you. You'll do things that you don't understand what you're doing. Even when it's done, you ask yourself, my goodness, what just happened? Yes, He's the Holy Spirit. John 8:32, very famous scripture. Every believer knows John 8:32. Every believer knows it. I know you know it very well. If you've been born again for a little over a year or two or three, you know John 8:32. And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. You shall know, and the truth. How does Holy Spirit lead us? By the truth. How does He guide us? By the truth. And why does it do that? Because it is the truth that makes us free. What is the truth? The Word of God. You shall know the Word, and the Word shall make you free. You shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. If we remain in our state of bondage, if we remain in our state of captivity, if we remain in our slavery, it's because we are ignorant of the truth. We're ignorant of the Word. You want me to say that again? If we remain in our state of bondage, in our state of captivity, in our state of slavery, in our state of capture, in our state of addiction, in our state of wrong desire. If we continue to be controlled by sin, if we continue to be controlled by our wrong appetites and passions, affections, that simply means we are ignorant of the word, because it is the truth that makes free. Holy Spirit, He leads us by the truth, because the truth makes free, right? It makes us free. You shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. The truth is the word of God. The truth of God is in the word of God. Encapsulated within that word of God is the truth that makes anyone free, no matter how sinful they may be. The truth that makes free. Oh, hallelujah. No matter how deep we may be into our wrongdoing, but there is a truth that makes free. I say there is a truth that makes free. Oh, glory to God. It makes free, church. And it makes free, and free indeed. Holy Spirit leads us. Holy Spirit guides us by the word of God. Not by your prayer. Prayer is critical. Prayer is important. He does not lead you by your prayer. He leads you by the word. I wonder how you pray when you don't read the word, you don't study the word. So I don't know how you pray. Honestly, I have no idea. That's why when you pray without the word, your mind begins to give you imaginations. Your mind begins to give you mental pictures. And you mistake those mental pictures for visions from God. Because you're praying minus the word. Now you're praying minus the word. When you pray, your mind begins to give you imaginations. Your mind begins to give you mental pictures. And you mistake those mental pictures for God's visions. The thing is, those mental pictures are real. You really see them. But it's not a vision from God. There's no vision from God without the word. No, we can't neglect the word. We can't speak Christianese without the word. It will just be Christianese. There are a lot of us believers, we just speak Christianese. We speak the lingo. We speak the language. Paul says to Timothy, it's a form without the power. It's a what? It's a form without the power. It's Christianese. It's the lingo. It's the routine. It's the tradition. It looks good. It looks like. But this is just a form. It's a shell without the substance. Without the word. Without the word. John 14:26. By the help of the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, He will teach you all things. How will He teach us all things? Through the word. Holy Spirit, He said that He will teach us all things. He will teach you all things. But how will He teach us all things? Will He come to me and say, Kai, I'm here now to teach you. I am your teacher. I'm your instructor for the day. Okay, my son, now I say sit down. Now I say stand up. My son, now I say, where you want, now I'm going to teach you how to speak in tongues. Now Kaya say, rrr, say da. Because he will teach you all things. So how does he teach us all things, church? By the word. Now, if we don't go into the word, then Holy Spirit is not able to teach. And for me, this is scary. What is scary for me? He will teach you all things, all. So if I don't dwell in the word, He's supposed to teach me all things. I'm not supposed to be taught by the world. I have a father. I am a son. I have a father. The father's best intent for me is to teach me all things. Just as when we have children as parents, if we don't teach them in the house, the street will teach them. See, God is not ignorant. He will teach you all things. How does it teach us all things? The word. I won't say it, but if I can ask a question and say, when last did you read the word? And what did God say? You cannot read the word and God doesn't say anything. If you read the word with a sincere heart. Michelle, my daughter. Can't. Oh, I was reading the word. Okay, what did God say? To you, what did he say? Because he will teach you all things. But how will he teach us all things? He will teach us all things by the word. We're not talking about memorizing the word here. We are talking about him teaching you. Because some of us, we have memorized the word. Some of us, we've got photographic memories. You see, the fact that you have a photographic memory and you can remember over 1,000 scriptures which at the flip of a finger. No, my friend. No. That does not mean that you are taught. It just simply means to use your mental faculties to memorize. By the help of the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all things that I said to you. Holy Spirit is the one who reminds us of the word. If Holy Spirit reminds me the word, so my memory of the word really is neither here nor there. Oh my goodness. If Holy Spirit, he reminds me, he will bring to remembrance. Now here's the thing. Look at this. He teaches us the word and he helps us to remember the word. What a wonderful teacher. So that means when I come to a point where I require the word, he will remind me the exact word that I need for that particular situation. So my memory then of the word is neither here nor there. The word and the spirit. It's important for me to know the word. It's critical for me to know the word. I have to know the word. I should know the word. I must know the word. I cannot memorize the word so that I know which word to use and when. No, that's not the reason you memorize the word. No, which word to use and when is the Holy Spirit who tells you. He reminds you and says, now that word you use here. Oh, come on, friends. Oh, come on, friends. He will teach all things. He leads us. He guides us by teaching us the word, by instructing us in the word. Holy Spirit, he leads us. He guides us by teaching us the word, by instructing us. So he instructs. He's a talking Holy Spirit. He's an instructor of believers. He instructs us in the word. He instructs us in the word. We receive instruction from him. The word is profitable for instruction. He instructs us. He teaches us. Are we together? 1 Peter chapter 1, 22 and 23. Glory to God. Oh, hallelujah. Jesus Christ said the most profound things in the simplest of ways and words. Jesus Christ said the most profound things in the simplest of ways and the simplest of words. The most profound things. It would seem to me that We are not looking for the simple of ways, but hidden in the simple, in the simplest of ways is the most profound of the truth of God. Come on. 1 Peter chapter 1, 22 and 23. Since you have purified your souls in obeying the truth through the Spirit, underline that, obeying the truth through the Spirit. What does it mean? Holy Spirit, He teaches us the word and He causes us to do it. What is to obey? To obey is to do. Can you see that? Now it says, in obeying, what is obeying is doing. Now, in obeying the truth, what does it mean to obey the truth? Is to do the truth. Obeying the truth through the Spirit. So Holy Spirit, He teaches us the word and He causes us. You see, He's a wonderful teacher. He teaches you the word and He causes you to obey it. He causes you to do it. There is no one person who can obey the word apart from the Holy Spirit. Peter says, in obeying the truth through the Spirit, without the Spirit, no one can obey. No matter how much you know of the word of God, you cannot do it without the Holy Spirit. He's a wonderful teacher. He teaches us the word and He causes us to remember the word, number one. Number two, He teaches us the word and He causes us to do it. Oh, come on, clap your hands for Him. Oh, come on, come on, come on, come on. He's a wonderful teacher, Abuti. Teaches me the word, He causes me to remember the word. Teaches me the word, helps me to do the word. Holy Ghost, the word and the Spirit. I say the word and the Spirit. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Let's stop complicating ourselves. Let's stop complicating what God has simplified. Let's stop complicating it. Let's stop compounding it. God has made it very simple for us who are in the Spirit, because it's Holy Spirit who simplifies the truth for our understanding. Holy Spirit does what? He simplifies the truth for our understanding. Nomtabi's Holy Spirit does what? He simplifies the truth. Let me put it this way. If you are a child of God, no one will teach you the word of God that you will not understand. No matter how deep it is, Holy Spirit will simplify it for you. The people that are teaching such deep things that people begin to scratch their heads, I don't even look that way, because I have a teacher. This man is a vessel, he's not my teacher. This one is a vessel from God. If this message is for me, the one who lives in me, he will simplify it for me. So no matter how deep, he will make it simple for me, because his intention is so that I understand it. Ah. Since you have purified your souls in obeying the truth through the Spirit, in sincere love of the brethren, love one another fervently with a pure heart, having been born again, not of corruptible seed, but incorruptible. Oh, underline this phrase, through the word of God. Now it tells you, the truth is talking about in verse 22, is the word of God. We see that again in Peter. The truth is talking about is the word of God. We see that in verse number 23. Through the word of God, which lives and abides forever. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. Let's go to Timothy. What does it do? It teaches us the word and it helps us to remember. He reminds us. Teach us the truth. It helps us to do it, to obey it. All right? That's what, for it is God who works in you both to will and to do for his good pleasure. What does it mean both to will and to do? That means to obey. in obeying the truth through the Spirit. Now, when it says it's God who causes you to will and to do, obedience is doing. Now, that's what it means in Peter when it says, in obeying the truth through the Spirit. To obey is to do, church. To obey is to do. It is God who works in you. Can you see that? It's God, it's the Holy Spirit who enables us to obey God. That's what it means. That's Philippians 2 verse 13. That's what it means. It's the same thing that we saw in Peter chapter 1 verse 122. It's the same thing. Are you still following? Amen. Are you still with me? Second Timothy chapter 3 verse 16. All scripture, Brother Moses, all scripture is given by inspiration of God. All scripture. You can't divide scripture and say this one is more important, this one is less important. No, all scripture. Am I talking to you? All scripture. The Old and the New Testament, all scripture. All scripture means the New and the Old Testaments. All scripture is given by inspiration of God. That means all scripture is God-breathed. God-breathed. He made Adam and he breathed the breath of life into him. Adam had the Spirit of God in him. That breath of God. All scripture is given by inspiration. God breathed. All right? And it's profitable for doctrine, for reproof. Doctrine means teaching. For reproof. To rebuke, to correct, right? For corrections and for instruction in righteousness. So what does this tell us then? If the word of God is God-breathed, this is important. If the word of God is God-breathed, this means we require inspiration from the Holy Spirit. We require revelation from the Holy Spirit. When we study the word and when we listen to the word. Are you getting me?
Yeah.
All scripture is given by inspiration. Inspire, expire. Breathe in, breathe out. So all scripture is God breathed. Now, if all scripture, please, all scripture is God breathed, that means we require inspiration from the Holy Spirit and we require revelation from the Holy Spirit. When we study the word and when we listen to the word, if you're listening to me right now without the help of the Holy Spirit, you won't understand much, if at all. Number one. Number two, you will not understand the importance. More often than not, people disregard the life-giving word of God, the liberating giving word of God, because they make light of it. They don't understand the importance. Hey, you might have had headache for the whole week, for the past 3 weeks, for the past 4 months. But if you were to engage the word, the headache would leave before you know it. Why? Because you know the importance of the word. Why? Because you understand that all scripture is given by inspiration. God breathed. Am I talking to somebody? You understand that. If you are stuck in life, if you are stuck in a situation, if things are not working, but if you understand that all scripture is given by inspiration, that means there is nothing impossible for this word of God. If you understand the importance. But if you don't understand the importance, you're going to disregard. You're going to ignore. Are we here together? Oh, I'm not working. I don't have a job. My friend, the thing is, you don't understand. 2 Timothy 3:16. All scripture is inspired of God. So you don't need a job. You need the scripture. Because the job that you need, the moment you begin to take the scripture seriously, the job will appear.
Come on.
It's true. Your duty is to commit yourself to the word. Commit yourself to the word. Everything that you require, that you need, it will come by you committing yourself to the word. Why is that important? Because all scripture is given by inspiration. It is God breathed. That's what we're talking about. We neglect these things. And this is the depth of the gospel right here. Commit yourself to scripture. When things are not going okay, we commit ourselves to worrying. We commit ourselves to stressing. Honestly, when things are not going okay, we commit ourselves to grumbling about the situation instead of committing ourselves to scripture. Now, the devil knows what would happen if you commit yourself to scripture. Commit yourself to scripture. Okay, things are not working for me. I don't know what's going on. Now, I'm going to read scripture in the morning, read scripture at lunchtime, read scripture at dinner. If you understand the importance. You know what I'm saying? Things are not working for me. Things are not moving for me. Therefore, I'm going to read scripture for breakfast, for lunch, for dinner, until I have breakthrough, until I have an answer, until I have a way. Given by inspiration. God breathed. Let's understand something. The word of God cannot work, cannot operate without the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit can do nothing without the word. I say Holy Spirit can do nothing without the word. What does Ephesians 6:17 say? It says, the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. A sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Holy Spirit cannot do anything without his sword. The word of God is a sword in the hand of the Holy Spirit. The word of God is a sword, is a weapon, it is an instrument in the hand of the Holy Spirit. Everything that the Holy Spirit needs to do for you and for me, all right, in fulfilling the plans and the purposes of God in our lives, he requires the word of God. That's why the word of God is all important in our lives. Today they are rockets. In the days of Paul, there were swords. Today there are nuclear weapons. If Paul was writing today, he would have gone for the most dangerous weapon, which is a nuclear weapon. Maybe would have written there the nuclear weapon of the Spirit, which is the word of God. You see? The rocket, the Scud missile, the bazooka of the Holy Spirit is the word of God. Without the word of God, Holy Spirit can't do nothing for you. That's why when I have the word of God in me, been taught by him, given understanding by him, it's easy for him to lead me and to guide me. Easy. This is what we say when we meditate. You can just sit and meditate. Holy Spirit will use the word that is in you, the word that he deposited in you, the word that he taught you, the word that he gave you understanding of. When you meditate, you're like, my goodness, the Lord has spoken to me. Yeah, you just rise and, my goodness, the Lord has spoken to me. And you know that you know that you know when God has spoken to you. God has spoken to me. What did he say? He said 1, 2, 3, and 4. So, thank God. And we'll see the fruit. I say, we'll see the fruit. We'll see the results. This is what we're talking about. The sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. The Spirit of the Lord does nothing without the word. The word only operates through the Spirit. If the word is the sword of the Spirit, the sword in the hand of the Spirit, that means the word of God only operates through the Spirit. That's key. That means when you study the word without the Holy Spirit, you will understand it like you understand any other book, like you understand any other thing. That's what we call head knowledge. That's not revelation. There's a revelation and there's head knowledge. Now, head knowledge does not give life. Head knowledge does not have power. Power is in the revelation. When you study the word, when you handle the word without the Holy Spirit, you have head knowledge. That's why you can try to use the word, but the word will not avail anything because the Holy Spirit is not involved. Do not forget, the word is the sword of the Spirit. It only operates. The word only operates through the Spirit. Through the Spirit. The word operates under the influence of the Holy Spirit.